Bruce Hicks. I'll be the hearing officer this morning. I'm the assistant director of the Oil and Gas Division. We are located at the conference room at 1016 East Calgary Avenue in Bismarck, North Dakota. It's approximately 9 a.m. on September 11, 2008. We have one case on the docket. It's case 10456. This is an application of Continental Resources, Inc. for an order amending the field rules for the Sadler-Bakken Pool in Divide County, North Dakota, so as to alter the definition of the stratigraphic limits of the pool and to alter the well location rules for the field and such other and additional relief as appropriate. All parties wishing to be heard, please come forward.
Thank you, Mr. Examiner. My name is Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing case 10456 on behalf of Continental Resources, Inc. First of all, I'd like to thank the commission staff for scheduling this special hearing and taking time out of their busy schedules to hear this separately from the normally scheduled docket. We intend to call two witnesses in this matter. The first witness is going to be in the area of land, Ms. Lisa Allward, and Lisa will be offering some land testimony with respect to this application. After the conclusion of Ms. Allward's testimony, we'll be calling Neil Olson, and Neil will be addressing the geologic matters that are relevant to this particular case. As you pointed out, Mr. Hicks, the the application by Continental is to excuse me, amend or alter the field rules for the Sadler-Bakken pool so that the stratigraphic limits would be changed to comply more with what is standard for the commission and possibly even expand that a little bit more. And then the other issue that will be before the commission this morning is to change the setbacks. The order for the Sadler-Bakken pool at this point in time has 660-foot setbacks, and what we're going to request is 500-foot setbacks. And as you all know, that's more standard with what the commission has been doing with horizontal wells in general. With that in mind, our first witness will be Lisa Allward.
Okay, Lisa, this is Bruce Hicks. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. And do you promise to tell the truth in this matter?
Yes, I do.
Okay, proceed. Thank you.
Thank you. Lisa, state your full name for the record, please, and spell your last name.
My name is Lisa Allward, and it's spelled A-L-W-E-R-T.
And Lisa, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
I work for Continental Resources, and I am a landman.
And Lisa, in that capacity, have you testified before the commission previously?
Yes, I have.
And you've had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes, I have.
And in preparation for today's hearing, have you made a thorough study and review of all the relevant land matters concerning the application, which has been docketed as case 10456?
Yes.
And have you prepared or had prepared under your control and supervision certain exhibits that you intend to sponsor?
Yes.
Mr. Examiner, we'd offer the further testimony of this witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Thank you. Lisa, let's turn to Exhibit 1 in the packet of exhibits. Tell us what that exhibit is and then briefly highlight for us what's contained upon the exhibit.
All right. Exhibit 1 is the general locator map. It reflects the field outlines in the area in blue. The outlines of red indicate the spacing units, which we're going to be discussing today, and then the Sadler-Bakken pool is indicated in yellow.
Good. And the yellow area, as you indicate, is just the field limits. It doesn't necessarily indicate that Continental owns all that acreage, does it?
No, it does not.
Okay. Let's go on to the next exhibit. Exhibit 2. Tell us what that is.
All right. Exhibit 2 is the detailed land plat, which it reflects the various tracts which comprise both the Arvid unit and the Elvida unit, as well as the mineral ownership. And they're depicted in red so you can tell the difference between the two units. The Elvida is the west unit and the Arvid is the right unit.
And when you call them units, we're talking about two 1,280-acre spacing units, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And wells have been drilled in each of these 1,280-acre spacing units, correct?
Yes, they have. Okay. And the Arvid is actually 1,234 acres.
Okay.
Just thought I'd better mention that.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's go on to the next exhibit then, Lisa. Exhibit 3, tell us what that is.
All right, that's the detailed ownership summary for the Elvida. It indicates the working interest owners within the unit as well as the leasehold ownership by tract. And Continental has a 42.19% working interest in there. But I know we've discussed before that we have an AMI in that area, and the total ownership of that working interest is 78.13%.
Okay, and then let's go to Exhibit 4. I know that Exhibit 3 is a couple pages, but let's go right to Exhibit 4. Tell us what that is.
Okay, and that is the detailed ownership for the Arvid well. And, again, it's the same with the working interest at the top. And it shows that we have a 41.75% working interest, and the total AMI owns 77.31%.
Now, Lisa, even though you don't have it depicted on any of your exhibits, Continental does have some other leasehold interests in this area. Is that correct?
Oh, yes.
And there are probably plans down the road for Continental to do some additional drilling, correct?
Yes, and, we're getting ready to move another unit in just within the next couple weeks in this particular pool.
And the request of Continental in this matter is twofold. One, to change the stratigraphic limits of the pool, which Neil is going to be discussing in further detail. And then the second request is to change the setbacks from spacing unit boundaries from 660 feet to 500 feet, correct?
Yes.
And changing that setback from 660 to 500 will give Continental more flexibility with respect to drilling of wells. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And it will also make the setback rules in Sadler more consistent with other fields that have been developed for the drilling of Bakken horizontal wells. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And just one more question, Lisa. With respect to the ownership that you have depicted on your Exhibits 3 and 4, and once again, Neil is going to be discussing in further detail the stratigraphic limits, but to your knowledge, is there any difference in ownership in the stratigraphic limits that Neil is going to be discussing?
No, there is not.
So it's common through those stratigraphic limits?
Yes.
Mr. Examiner, that's all the questions I have for Ms. Allward at this time.
Does the staff have any questions? Hearing none, proceed.
Okay. Our next witness will be Neil Olson, who, as indicated earlier, will be offering some geologic testimony.
Neil, this is Bruce Hicks. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
And do you promise to tell the truth in this matter?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
Neil, would you state your full name for the record, please, and spell your last name?
Yes, my name is Neil Olson. My last name is spelled O-L-E-S-E-N.
And, Neil, by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Employed by Continental Resources Incorporated as a senior exploration geologist.
And in that capacity, Neil, have you testified before the commission previously?
Yes, I have.
And you've had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert, is that correct?
That is correct.
And in preparation for today's hearing, have you made a thorough study and review of all the relevant geologic matters concerning Continental's request in this matter?
I have.
And have you prepared certain exhibits you intend to sponsor?
I have.
Mr. Examiner, we'd offer the further testimony of this witness as that of an expert.
Motion granted.
Thank you. Neil, let's go to Exhibit 5 in the packet. Identify that exhibit and then tell us what's contained upon it.
Okay, Exhibit 5 is a structure map on the top of the Three Forks. The Sadler Box field is outlined, and the two red polygons represent the drilling units for the Elvida and the Arvid. You'll note in each 1280 we have a long single lateral drilled from north to south in the eastern portion of each 1280. In general, we are located on the Nesson Anticline. Structural dip is to the south, and it's relatively uncomplicated. There's a slight nose running through the area that we're discussing today. And in addition to that, I've got a line of cross-section labeled AA prime, which is the subject of my next exhibit, in which I'd like to address the stratigraphy of the area.
Okay, Neil, let's go to the next exhibit, Exhibit 6. And as you did with Exhibit 5, tell us what it is and explain what's contained upon it.
Okay, Exhibit 6 is a stratigraphic cross-section of the Bakken interval. It's hung on the top of the Bakken shale. So in this area, the Bakken formation consists of an upper shale, a middle member, and a lower. You'll also note at the bottom there's a black line which delineates the top of the Three Forks formation. And what I'd like to point out is that the wells that we are addressing and the units that we are addressing today were drilled in the Three Forks target zone, which is highlighted in kind of a blue-gray color. And in this particular field, the Bakken pool has been defined as only consisting of the Bakken formation, which is not consistent with much of the rest of North Dakota. So we would like to enlarge the definition of the pool to include the Three Forks formation.
So if I could just ask you a summary question, Neil, what you're saying is that your target zone and where these two wells have been drilled is currently not within the pool limits of the Sattler-Bakken pool, correct?
That's correct.
And you're requesting an alteration of that definition so as to include the, I'll call it the porosity stringer, or that Three Forks formation within the Sattler-Bakken pool.
That's absolutely correct.
Okay. Let's before I have you make a recommendation as to what how those stratigraphic limits should be changed, excuse me, let's go on to the next exhibit, Exhibit 7, and tell us what that is.
Okay, Exhibit 7 is just a plat that shows the location of the well bores within the unit. That shows where the bottom hole location is, as well as the surface hole location. And the wells, like I had mentioned before, are drilled in the eastern portion of each 1,280-acre unit there.
Okay, and then let's go to the next exhibit then, Neil, Exhibit 8. You want to tell us what that is?
Yeah, Exhibit 8 is Exhibit 8 is a cross-section for the Arvid well, which is located in 27 and 34. And there's a lot of lines on this, but let me direct you to the most important one. And that is, this is a depiction of where the well bore is drilled, or I should say has been drilled, with respect to the formations. The top continuous smooth black line that you see is the top of the lower Bakken shale. And the violet colored line represents the top of the Three Forks formation. And I'd like to point out that the brown line with the dots, which represent all of the surveys that were taken during drilling of this well, are located below the top of the Three Forks formation. So this exhibit really just shows where we have drilled the well bore with respect to the formation tops. And as I pointed out before, it is within the Three Forks formation.
Now, what is the deepest penetration that you would have had into the Three Forks formation with this horizontal lateral?
It's approximately 32 feet.
Okay. Let's go on to the next exhibit, Neil.
Okay,
That's Exhibit 9, I believe. Tell us what that is.
Okay, the purpose of this exhibit and the type of exhibit is, for this one, very similar to the last. It's a slightly different format. The black line that we see, a smooth line, is the top of the Three Forks formation. The black line with the black dots or gray represents the well bore as to where we have drilled within the Three Forks formation. So the purpose of this exhibit is to point out that we have drilled the entire length of lateral for this well within the Three Forks formation, and the deepest penetration beneath the top of the Three Forks, once again, is approximately 30 feet.
Now, Neil, it's my understanding that the typical pool definition for Bakken formation is 50 feet above the top of the Bakken to 50 feet below the top of the Three Forks. If the commission were to alter the Sattler-Bakken pool to define it in such a manner, 50 feet above the top of the Bakken to 50 feet below the top of the Three Forks, would that encompass the area that you have drilled in for these two wells?
That's correct.
Now, Lisa indicated in her testimony that Continental has plans for additional drilling. Is there a possibility that this additional drilling that may encounter the Three Forks could be deeper than the 50 feet?
Yes. Our goal is to drill within that top 50 feet for a number of reasons, both technical and from a regulatory standpoint. But what would be helpful to us is to slightly expand that definition of how deep it goes into the Three Forks. The reason being is that at times when steering these wells, particularly out towards the end of the lateral, they're difficult to steer. We may actually penetrate a portion of the Three Forks that's greater than 50 feet. In that event, you know, we would have a portion of the wellbore no longer within the Bakken as pool as defined, and we would find it helpful to slightly expand the definition of the Bakken pool to really slightly more than 50 feet.
Now, if the commission were inclined to grant such a request, do you have a recommendation as to how much additional footage should be brought into the pool definition?
Oh, I think another 25 feet would certainly help us out quite a bit.
Okay. Mr. Examiner, I don't believe I have any other questions. At this time, we would offer Exhibits 1 through 9, and also, as you pointed out before the beginning of the hearing, I think there is some urgency in getting an order entered in this matter. So we will be supplying the commission with the telephone affidavits hopefully yet today, and would request an expedited order. And with that, I have nothing further. Thank you.
The exhibits will be accepted into the record. Are there any questions?
Neil, this is Bruce Junker.
Yes, Bruce.
On Exhibit 5, there's a well that a horizontal well that's north of your two identified units that we're talking about today. Is that a continental well in Section 16 and 21?
I'm afraid you've caught me a little off guard. I do not believe that is a continental well.
It's.
I think it is.
It is.
I'm not sure.
It's the Bliss.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so very sorry. That is the Bliss well. Excuse me, and that is a continental well. That well would have been drilled in the Middle Bakken member.
Okay, it was drilled in the Middle Bakken.
That's correct.
Your lateral legs and your Albida and the Arvid that have targeted the Three Forks, is it the same source of supply? Do you feel that the Bakken is sourcing the oil in that target zone in the Three Forks?
Yes, we certainly do feel that it's the same petroleum system, and it's producing oil that's sourced from the Bakken interval. The gravities are the same. So far as we can tell, and we haven't done any really extensive geochemical work, it appears to be identical to the oil produced from the Middle Bakken.
Your target, both in the Albida and the Arvid, is the lateral in a sand, or is it? What's the lithology of the rock?
Well, it's highly variable, Bruce. In most instances, I would term the lithology as predominantly a dolomite. There are thin inner beds of green shale, and there are also times when the interval can contain significant portions of sand and silt.
And that's found within the upper 50 feet of the Three Forks, is that correct?
That's correct.
If we extended the stratigraphic interval, say, another 25 feet to 75 feet below the top of the Three Forks, are we still in the source of supply of the oil that we believe today is coming sourced from the Bakken?
I believe it would be.
Is there typically the stratigraphic limits of the Bakken are 50 feet above the top of the shale to 50 feet below the top of the Three Forks? What is your recommendation for the upper limit of the Bakken interval?
I think the 50-foot
above the Bakken is very practical and workable. At this time, I haven't seen that anyone has, nor do we have plans to drill up into that section, and I can't imagine a wellbore getting so far out of control that we'd drill up through the Bakken Shale and into the Lodgepole.
Okay. Did you say that the deepest penetration in the Elvita was 23 feet below the top of the Three Forks?
I don't think so. Let me check on the Elvita. I think we'd be talking about, if I had to estimate, it looks like at a measured depth of slightly less than that, 15,500 feet would be our deepest penetration. It looks to me like it'd be about... it's about 25 feet, I guess. I don't have it scaled off exactly, but can you see what the area I'm referring to? And there's at a measured depth that's shown going across the top of this cross section at a measured depth of about 15,500 feet. You can see that's right before that is our deepest excursion. And each chart division on this represents 20 feet.
Okay.
So it's clearly between 20 and 30, but I don't have any.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions?
Neil, this is Todd Holweger.
Hmm?
I just wanted to point out, let's see, if you refer to Exhibit 7, on the ARVID, the bottom hole location, 530 from the north line, that is actually illegal due to the fact that it was a 660 setback. Is that the reason for the request for the 500-foot setbacks, revising the 500-foot setback?
To be honest with you, I had not realized that prior to testimony today, but in light of your observation, I would say that it would be important to us.
Okay. Also, can you... originally, these two wells were permitted as Middle Bakken wells, is that correct?
That's correct. I believe that's correct.
Okay. And when was the decision made to target the Middle Bakken, or excuse me, the Three Forks?
To be honest with you, Todd, I don't have a clear recollection of that. We at times have changed our target on wells that we were going to drill several times, and I just really don't have specific recall on this.
Okay.
I suspect that I just really am kind of drawing a blank on it, to be honest with you.
Okay. And the reason for the obviously the reason for the change to the Three Forks, Continental believed at the time I'm assuming that Continental believed that the Three Forks was part of the Bakken pool.
That's absolutely correct. In fact, we were caught entirely by surprise that the definition of the Bakken pool was different here than elsewhere.
Thank you.
Neil, this is Bruce Hicks. In this zone where we have the Arvid and the Elvita well, you have two, of course, Sanish legs. Do you plan to target the Middle Bakken in this zone also?
I'm sorry, could you run that by me one more time?
Do you plan to target the Middle Bakken? You have Sanish targets and wells drilled already.
Mm-hmm.
In this area where you've drilled the Arvid and the Elvita well, are there plans to drill a Middle Bakken well?
I would certainly say that we are considering that. I don't believe a final decision has been made. With each well we're drilling, we're learning a lot. We're clearly encouraged with what we're seeing in the Three Forks up here, and we have yet to determine whether or not a well bore in the Middle Bakken and a nearby, and say even if the well bores were directly over one over the other, whether or not there's communication across the Lower Bakken Shale. So I guess my answer to your question is we're going to have to drill some test cases in various places in order to determine if the two well bores would be in communication, and if they are, we can drain it from either the Three Forks or the Middle Bakken, and if they are not in communication, they would require possibly separate well bores.
And Neil, in this area where you've got, you've drilled out of zone and also beyond the setback, in some other areas of the basin, we may not have been able to fix this problem by just, enlarging the stratigraphic interval. In some portions, there are parts of other pools, they might be parts of other units, and it would be prohibitive to go down and include that. What is Continental doing in the future to prevent this from happening?
Well, I can assure you that we will be reading the rules for the field extremely carefully, and with regard to how the pool is defined, and also with respect to the setbacks from the unit boundaries.
And does Continental have any problem with submitting a sundry notice when they change zones to inform the commission that they are going to a different zone?
No, we do not.
Okay, thank you. I do have one question for Lisa.
Okay.
Lisa, we talked about the interval 50 feet below the base of the Bakken Shale, and you indicated that there was no ownership changes, and I just want to make sure that if we go down 75 feet, that we would not have any also at that depth. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And, Neil, I guess I did have one more for you. You're wanting to go down 75 feet below the base of the Bakken Shale as the lower limit of this pool, although you don't show us a type log or anything to show that you're still in the Three Forks. How thick is that Three Forks zone?
I don't have a number right on the tip of my tongue. I can check, and if there's a way to get back with you, I'm certainly I'd love to do that. But I can assure you that 75 feet below the top of the Three Forks would still be within the Three Forks.
Is that something that you can do yet today, Neil?
Yes, it is.
Okay, why don't you communicate that to me, and then I'll supply the commission with the information that they need later today.
All right, thank you.
Is there any potential for any zones below 75 feet that it would possibly be targets horizontal?
At this time, that's not on our radar screen. It is possible. I can say that it's possible, and it's also possible that somewhere down the line, somebody is going to find some Bakken production if they were to drill a lateral in the basal portion of the lodgepole. And if I may, I think it would really be beneficial to expand the thickness or the stratigraphic interval that comprises the Bakken pool. I don't think anybody's yet drilled a well in the base of the lodge pole, but we have certainly seen significant shows, and at some point, if we believe it's highly fractured, we may want to drill a lateral there, and since it's supplied from the Bakken, the Bakken shales and the Bakken formation per se, it would seem to make sense to include it in the same pool.
And Neil, are you talking within 50 feet of the upper Bakken Shale?
Well, everything I've seen so far would indicate that we would drill within 50. I would suggest anybody would drill within 50 feet of the top of the Bakken Shale, but I pretty clearly can't tell you what a lot of other people are thinking. I'm speculating, in other words.
Thank you.
Neil, this is Bruce Junker. Are you seeing fractures in the lower lodgepole in the Sadler field in the wells that you've drilled so far?
I don't believe so. I can tell you that in other wells we've drilled in North Dakota, we've noted fracture profile on logs, and in one case we've even run a DST and gotten some well recovery from that interval.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any other witnesses or evidence you have, Lawrence?
No further witnesses, no further testimony. That's all we have.
Are there any other parties that would like to appear in this matter? Seeing none, the record in this case is closed. Record open for a week to receive the letter from you, Lawrence, indicating the interval for the Three Forks of thickness on that.
Okay. I'll be talking with Mr. Olson about that and getting something to you relatively quickly. Thank you. Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, Neil.